The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA. We'd like to now welcome the mild-mannered off-track personality of Wayne Calkins to Real Racing USA to get things started. What do you like that? You like that, Wayne? We call all these other guys lunatics and crazy people, and we refer to you as the mild-mannered figure eight driver. Do you like that, or does that suck?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Things are getting a little rough out there. The class is dwindling down, and like from all my guys at the shop were so competitive, it's getting to be a little rougher than it used to be. But, yeah, I don't mind being that, you know. I'd rather go around somebody than through them any day. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do to win.
So he's like the Clark Kent of the figure eight racing. He's mild and mild-mannered. And
well, I do have a Superman emblem on the front. So.
Perfect. Perfect. See, it's perfect, Wayne. So,
where do you live at now? I'm out of St. Pete. Oh, so you're still there, but have you been traveling around doing racing all over the place, doing figure eight? Oh, yeah. Since Sunshine closed, I've been in Citrus, Orlando, Punta Gorda, Auburndale, and Indiana, of course, the three-hour endurance race. So no. what's Art been up to? Does he still race figure eight? He was racing my Buster a little bit down in DeSoto, Bradenton, but they've kind of cut back a little bit, so he bought himself a boat and he's been fishing. What kind of car are you going to be racing in this figure eight challenge race? Well, I've got my old car, my championship car, which is probably what I'm going to do in the 50 lapper, and I have a car that I had bought to take to Indy the past 2 years, and I had an incident in Auburndale where I crashed it, so it's in the shop getting fixed. And hopefully it's going to be done for the 100 lapper because it's probably a little better car. Now, I know Cece, she's really getting excited about these figure eights. I've been getting her pumped up.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting really excited about this because this will be my first time, one at Auburndale, my first time watching professional figure eights. Now, Wayne, I see that you're experienced at this. You won in 2008. You were the 50-lap Bob Hague Tribute Figure Eight winner.
Yeah, that was my only win that year, you know, and it's kind of good to win it on a 50-lapper. It pays a little bit more money, a little bigger trophy, and it's a little more prestige, you know. But, since Sunshine closed, I haven't really concentrated on championships because I miss a race here or there. I go to Daytona every year. So, you know, I'm always third, fourth, sixth, seventh in the points. And it just ain't like, you know, racing right around the corner where you can commit yourself every week to it. And
mm-hmm.
Traveling 100 to 80 miles a week to go racing kind of gets expensive. So they're cutting back a little bit here, which is going to help us a little, you know.
Yeah.
To travel that far every weekend.
So are you really looking forward to racing? I think I checked the entry list. It looked like last count is 40 cars entered.
30?
Is it 30?
30, 40, I don't know.
I think it's 40. I think it's 40, Wayne. So now, how do you feel about racing against some of these, these northern guys that are coming down, the champions from up in New York and, you know, out there in Indiana, Illinois, the different areas? Are you looking forward to taking them on?
Oh, definitely. You know, like I said, the past 2 years I've been to Indiana with my own car. And the year before that, I actually drove a car for Gordon Brown in Indiana with all them guys. So most of them know me. You know, they're kind of getting used to me after being there a few years. So
mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to be a better challenge. You know, they're in Indy. They're the hot dogs because it's their hometown. Now they got to come see us. So it's going to be a little bit different, I think. It's going to be a little harder for them to get around us. And we definitely hope to put on a great show for them. This is one of the most exciting races you'll ever see.
One thing that Rob keeps bringing up is, and I think rightfully so, is the difference in running at the Speedrome where the X is infinitely big. It's not so big at Auburndale.
Yeah, it's not. You don't, you know, you got more pavement than some of these tracks like Citrus and Punta Gorda, but you've got grass there. So, and these guys are used to splitting out 5 and 6 wide, and you know, I love it when there's nothing but asphalt because you got some give here, you know. You can do a lot more missing at the intersection, a lot more excitement, you know.
Yeah, instead of running like they would cross the X, you know, way away from the center and have an asphalt, they're going to be trying that stuff. They're going to be running over dirt, who knows what, you know, that's on the infield part. But, you know, I know you've got a lot of experience at it, you know, especially here around in Florida. And, you know, when you talk about Sunshine Speedway, anybody that was familiar with the nightly racing there knows that nightly they had, you know, 15 to 25 cars that were running those figure eight races. And some of them would just be out there to get that easy money. But, you know, there was a good solid, like I said, 15 of them out there that would just run for the money. And, you know, the Calkins group was always in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, we definitely, our name gets around, you know. You mention us, and they know figure eight racing for sure. You know, I've had people in just in the restaurant see my Speedrome shirt, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, figure eight. And I tell them about the race that's coming up, and, you know, we're getting more people to come out every week. So we're hoping it's going to be an excellent turnout, you know. Car count's going to be an issue. You know, I think there's so many of us and so many of them. It's still going to be a good show on a little tiny track if we have 24 cars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're used to racing 15, 12 cars, and we put on a dang good show with those many cars. So,
are you going to run, you got a lightweight car, like one of these cars that they run there?
Yeah, I'm actually, the car I have, I'm putting a late model clip on it. It should be about done by now and light as could be, you know. I'm not going to be quite as light as them, maybe 100, 200 pounds more, but I'll be a little more competitive than I have been.
So, what do you think are the possibilities to be able to get a group of the Florida figure eight drivers to maybe travel a little bit and, like, come down and do a professional-type show down, say, in Charlotte County, where we haven't seen that lately?
Well, you know, I heard they've been running kind of like a run what you brung. They get all their classes together and have a little figure eight race
yeah.
month or something, you know, and
mm-hmm.
You know, for us, we don't want to step into that because we got, you know, so much better cars and we don't want to go out there and, you know.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm talking about, bringing the professionals in and don't let the local, you know, the non.
No, they just need to let those guys race and don't let those local guys.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that for me. But I didn't. But, yeah, and just make it a special feature.
You know, sometimes it helps the class, especially if we have a low car count. When we first started racing Auburndale this year, you know, we were struggling with six or eight cars. And then they had a good money race, and, wow, all of a sudden we got 16, 18 cars. So, you know, it's getting there and establishing it. And if you can get people around that area to get interested, then we can get the car count up, and it could be, you know, every other week show even possibly. Yeah.
Definitely, it could be a once-a-month show. You guys could go run down there. But
mm-hmm.
For sure, we love running there.
You'd have to get, because I know what you guys' cars look like, okay? You guys' cars are safe cars for the driver. You guys' cars are ready to get hit in the act.
Right.
There's cars out there that aren't ready to get hit in the act. I'm telling you, Wayne, you would second guess even being involved out there in some of those cases because of what some of those guys are driving. Some of those guys driving four-cylinder cars don't have no door bars or nothing else.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't want to mix them, but I just think it would be a lot of fun for the folks down in Charlotte County to have it come, you know, once a month or once every other month or however it could be worked out, at least one time this year and put on a show down there.
You can talk to Bobby Deal and get a date set, you know. We'll have to look in between because, like, I'm probably not going to go to Citrus because they're once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Really wanted to concentrate more on Auburndale because it's closer, you know. Less drive, it's more 45 minutes than an hour and a half. So, you know, we're just going to have to get together and see what we can't put on. We're going to have to get everyone together. Like, maybe even at this big race, we can get all of us Florida guys together and say, hey, you know, you want to go to Punta Gorda? You know, and then we can make something happen there.
And get you a street stock type car deal going that's got rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just put a number to it, and I'm sure those promoters would love to see it come. You know, at Citrus, they've already got something going there, but, you know,
yeah.
Bobby's definitely entertained something if price was right for him. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you guys had some cars together that would come out there and run. Really what you need is them old sunshine cars, you know, them outlaw street stocks that Gary's been racing. Those are the cars,
right.
Basically, that, you know, 112-inch wheelbase cars that they need to So
yeah, that's basically what we have now. When I say my old championship car, you know, it's a stock Chevelle, but it's got wedge bolts and a wedge body, you know, but it's actually a stock frame from front to rear, you know, stock suspension. And that car is actually faster than my better car almost.
So, well, I wish we had an extra car because I'd get Red Van to come out and drive one up. Boy, because, you know, he used to race my car. My car was the one that he ran. I ran it at Nobles and he ran it at Figure Eight, you know.
Really?
And remember, said Bonehead across the front.
Yeah, this is Elton.
That's right.
That's you.
That's who you're talking to.
Your voice.
Yeah, well, so, you know, we know each other very well, you know, and sure. I never had any problems with you guys. You guys used to run with Brad and not have any problems. You know, there was plenty of people that did have problems with him.
Well, didn't Art and Red win some train figure eight race or something?
Yeah. That's called being hooked up.
Yes, it is. Two fast cars go faster.
That was always very interesting, you know. I'll tell you, I have thoughts of when I think figure eight, that always comes to mind, you know,
mm-hmm.
races at Sunshine, you know. It's really a shame that track doesn't open back up.
And we're all praying, but, you know, it seems like it's a waste anymore. Everybody's tried and tried, so.
So many racers with cars just sitting in the garages, you know.
Oh, there is. We've bought a couple guys down at our shop have bought, and some have been sitting for 3 years, you know, and they're the same way they were when they came off Sunshine Racetrack. So, but, you know, I'm in the stage of my career to where I want to move up, you know, especially in the figure eight ranks to these indie type cars, late
sure.
models is what they are, you know.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
They're almost a sprint car, you know, by weight, because they're getting down to 2,300 pounds, some of them. Or, 2,300. You know, and that's light for a full-size car.
Man, I sure hope. If they just had 30 cars that show up there to put on the races every night, it'd be great, DC, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I never thought I'd be excited about spending my Valentine's at a racetrack, but I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get a show, that's for sure. And if you ever get on their website, you can see some of their videos from Indiana. It's just spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. This is, you know, we are so looking forward to being up there. I know we're going to cross Inside Florida Racing and Real Racing USA. A bunch of us are going to be up there on different nights, and I'm looking forward to being up there on the 14th. I think it's the 14th. That's the 100-lap race.
Yeah, that's Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely excited. My shop's getting pumped up. You know, week by week, our cars are getting a little more finished because everybody's putting brand new bodies on. We all want to look good when we first come out.
Well, so good.
We're getting pumped up and we're ready for them. You know, we've been at Auburndale all year, so we got a little bit of an upper hand.
If folks out there want to know, you know, information about this, go to Karnak right on the front page and click on the Florida Figure Eight Championship and The whole thing comes up, tells you all about Thursday. You know, they got their complete schedule, whole timeline from, 3 o'clock or so in the afternoon all the way to from practice 9:30 or 10:30, whatever.
Yeah, and you can even look up information that if you're traveling from a distance and you need to, you know, stay over up at Auburndale, they even have a couple of hotels that are recommended. You can get that information, too.
They're all listed on the website. Even if you go on SpeedZone, they have all the information there, too.
Okay, Wayne, thanks so much for taking time out and being on Inside Florida Racing with us this evening, and we look forward to seeing you at Auburndale coming up in a couple of weeks.
Well, we'll definitely be talking to you then. You guys have a great night. Thanks for having me.
Take it easy, Wayne.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. You
guys bye-bye.
All right.
Inside Florida Racing, we want to hear from you. The show only gets better when the listeners get involved. Send us an email with your questions and comments or even your guest suggestions. Feedback at realracingusa.com. Post to us on our message board or send us a text message, 941-228-8359. Stay tuned. More Figure 8 chat on the way on Inside Florida Racing.